Hey, Marva, when last you drive from Marcus Garvey Drive, the place look different now, you know?
Yeah, the other day I go airport and I not even recognize the place again.
And you hear, so they build up a new scheme and the house they go for cheap. $3-4 million.
Where now, say? Lana, tell me more.
Ground has been broken for the construction of 230 housing units in Southwest St. Andrew as part of the Foreshore Estate Housing Development. The development will be Jamaica's first gated community to be built in a low-income area, with prices for units ranging from $3.25 to just over $5 million. The scheme is being built on 14 acres of land in Kingston 13 and, when complete, will offer a varied selection of homes, all built by World Homes Jamaica Limited. President and CEO William Lai says the homes have been uniquely designed to raise the morale and living standards of residents in the area and its surrounding environs.
We wanted to lift the spirit of what affordable housing can look like. This project consists of 230 housing solutions. There's 36 starter units starting at approximately 3.25, and then we have one bedroom quad townhouse units which are starting at 5.35, and one-bedroom quad units that are starting at 5.45. And we strive to keep the starting price below the NHT eligibility limit. All of our units are expandable, and you can expand on your own lot.
Foreshore Estate is the first of 10,000 low-income housing solutions to be rolled out by World Homes over the short to medium term. The units include one-story starter studios and one-bedroom starter houses, one-bedroom two-story quad and duplex townhouses. There are also two-bedroom two-story quad and duplex townhouses. Amenities and fixtures will include tiled floors, bedrooms, kitchenettes, bathrooms and laundry rooms. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony recently, Prime Minister Andrew Holness commended World Homes for its decision to construct Foreshore Estate, noting that it will go a far way in addressing the country's housing shortage. He added that the government is working to build more affordable housing solutions for Jamaicans as part of a strategy to deal with informal settlements.
The squatter problem is not only a function of the unavailability of land. The squatter problem is really a function of the lack of housing solutions being provided by the formal market. Giving away the house is not going to solve the problem. To own the home means that you have a stake in ensuring that the community develops and remains of high standard, that you have an asset there to protect. What we must give away is the ability to earn it, and that is what the NHT is.
The government, through the National Housing Trust, NHT, has plans to build 22,000 housing solutions by 2021. The NHT will provide financing for the construction as well as mortgages for future foreshore purchases. Senior manager at the NHT, Donald Moore, says more opportunities like foreshore will be undertaken through the trust's developers program.
The private sector is quite active as you look around Kingston in the middle to upper ends of the housing market. However, their presence is not so great in the low-income housing market. Through our developers program, we want to change that by inviting these developers to bid on the opportunity to provide affordable housing on lands owned by the NHT.
The main gated entrance of Foreshore Estate will be located on Marcus Garvey Drive, complete with guard support. The gated community will include a playground for children, open recreational green spaces, a basketball court, jogging and walking paths, and a new basic school. There will also be shared parking spaces as well as infrastructure to facilitate drainage. For more information on the Foreshore Estate Housing Development, call 822-8883 or visit worldhomesjm.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, now, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 I go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.